Okay. Today is Bava Metzia Daf Yud Beis, and we are on Bava Metzia Daf Yud Beis. Yud Aleph, sorry, I don't know why I said Yud Beis. We'll get to Yud Beis later. But we're on Bava Metzia Daf Yud Beis. We're on Daf Yud Beis, four lines on the top, by Gufa. Okay, so, Gufa, it said in our Mishnah, Ra Osin Rotin Achar Metzia. Okay, you look in your field, and you see a bunch of guys running after a find. Right, and we said that it's either a tzvi, you know, a deer with a broken leg, something that's not going to run out, or gozlos, or birds I can't find. And the guys who owns the field, I own the field, they say, Zoxel Yisade, my sada should be Zoche for me, Zoxelam. So the submission says that you're Zoche in the find. So Amar Rav Yirmiyah, Amar Rav Yochanan, Behu Sharat Achareinu Magiyan. You have to make a determination whether or not you could have caught them. In other words, it's a limping deer. And you say, oh, my field should be cornered for me. That's only if, had I run after it, I would have been able to catch it before it left the field. Because if we determined that the tzvi would have gotten out of the field before you caught up to it, then you would have been cornered. So, by Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Yirmiyah has a suffix. Very interesting suffix. This is interesting also. But Matana, what if someone gives the tzvi or the gozlos to his friend and they're in the field? Heya, what's the din? Does the din that you have to be able to catch up to them apply even by a matana? The Mishnah's case is dealing with the metzia. Does it apply to a matana as well? So kabla minei Rav Kahana, Rav Abi Bar Kahana, Rav Abi Bar Kahana Kabbalah. Afal pi sheroret acharein emagin by a matana. Even if you would chase after them, you wouldn't be able to catch up to them. Yechatzir is kona. So even by a matana, that's kona right away. If the guy puts these a tzvi into your field, and even if you won't be able to catch up to it, you're gonna be able to be kona it, even if you won't catch up to it. So here's the suffix. Boy Rava. Rava asks, Zark Arniki b'pesach zet v'yotz b'pesach acher mahu. I throw. We'll figure out what the case is exactly. It's machlovis Rashi Tosos. I throw a wallet into your house. But I throw it in such a way that it's never going to come to rest in your house. It's going to go right through. It's going to go through one window and out the other window. So what's the din? Is the balabai zocha in that wallet? Do we say avir she'ein sofa lanuach kimenuach dami? Airspace that isn't going to, that it's not going to fall down that airspace and go right through. Is it considered kimenuach? It's as if it's on the ground and therefore you're koneh. Or would we not say that? Let's look at Rashi what it says here. And it says, She'ein sof lanuach v'tocha avir kemunach dami. Would that mean that it's kemunach? But kano balabayas arishon. And therefore the balabayas would be kone. Olav kemunach dami. Or it's not considered kemunach dami. When it goes flying through the air, do we consider it as if it's on the ground? Olav kemunach dami. And lahachi boya avir she'ein sof lanuach v'tocha bayas kemunach dami. They only ask the question when it comes to avir that's not sof lanuach. But Rashi continues, had it been thrown in a way that it's going to fall in your house. I mean, you threw it in the front door, and it's going to fall down right before it leaves the house at the back door. It's going to land in your house. If that's the case, if somebody else steps in front of it and snatches it out of the air, he's not going to be kona. Because the balabai is going to be kona, because the avir is like his chatzir. It's like his chatzir. And he gives a riot. This nabi mesechas gittin. Haiso menes brosh agag. If a guy standing on the top of the roof, a zarkla get, and throws her a get, kevon shenich, she's standing on the roof, and he throws a get up to her, kevon shenichlas l'avir gag, I raise him a gresh. As long as it gets to her, the avir the gag, she's mugreshes. Because if it's going to fall down in that airspace, it's kemunach dami. Just interesting hakir. I got to figure out what the napkamina is. The Divrei Yechezkel says that when you say that avir, according to the Maadam, who says that avir she'ein sof lanuach kemunach dami, and therefore you kona, what does it mean? Is the hesber that the avir itself has the koach liknos, or it's really the vadai? It's really vadai. The karka is what's kona, but we say once it enters the airspace, we view it as if it's munach on the karka. So it's a din in the avir, or a din in the karka. The Divrei Yechezkel has a whole discussion about it in Simen Chafei. We'll get into that. Just like saying Divrei Yechezkel. I think that's obvious. So, what's the story? Oh, look. So, the wallet is flying through the airspace. It's not going to land in my house. It's going to go right out the back door out of my rishus. Do we say that as it's flying through, my chatzer was koneit? So, Amalei Rav Papa L'Rava, Rav Papa says to Rav, Amalei Rav Adabar Masna L'Rava, Amalei Ravina L'Rava. He says, Lav Hainu Masnisen, is this not our Mishnah? How? What's our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says, Ra osan ratin achar metziah. The Balasada sees people running in his field in order to grab a metziah. And he says, Zachali Sade, he was Zachabat metziah, right? For Amar Rabbi Yochanan, who husharats acharein umagion. That's provided that he could catch up to these metziahs. Ubay Rav Yirmiya b'matana, and Rav Yirmiya asked b'matana, heyach, what's the din by matana, right? The kibla minei Rav Abba Bar Kahana, Rav Abba Kahana said, matana afa pisharat zacharei, and the ein magim. By matana yizoche, even if you can't catch up to them. So what's the raya? So you see from here that an item that's nichnas l'rishusos al adam, even though you're not going to be able to catch it, and same, it ain't so full of nuach, means you're not going to be able to catch it either, the balabais is kone. By the matana, he's kone, so too by here he's kone, and therefore you post the suffix of Rava, that the arnak that's in the of your bias, since ain't so full of nuach, the Baal Bais is going to be kone right away when it comes into. What? So that's the story. Where's the arnak coming? So Tosos says, it's very important, Machlokas Rashi Tosos. Tosos says, in Divrei Maskil B'Yotza, he says, V'lo garsin v'apkirei. We're not talking about a case where the guy who's throwing the arnak into your house was mapkirei. What? If he's mafkir, it's not the problem with. Then it would be like a metziah. It would exactly Tosa's question. Then it would be like a metziah, and a metziah you need to be able to catch up to it. What would be the raya from the Gemara, right? The whole reason why we said that by the matana you can even if you can't catch up to it you kone it is because it's dasa cheres makne. Something else is thrusting it into your rishus, right? The ma'isi raya mi matana, exactly what you said, Simcha, because it's ma'isi raya mi matana. The e afkirei, and if it's mafkirek, im kain mi yakishi yotza arnaki mi yoto, as soon as the guy who's throwing it is the arnaki leaves his hands, haya hefker. It would be hefker. Ubisha zechia lesa dasacheres mak, lesa dasacheres. And when it's coming through my property, there's no dasacheres. Then what would be the raya for matana? This would be a metziah case. And by metziah we said, it doesn't work this way. It's not a case of upgrade. Wonderful. Tosos works out. Now look at Rashi. Zarek anarchy. The hifkaro l'kola kota. It's talking about mafkir. The guy who throws it is being mafkirit. So what's going on with Rashi? Tosos proved pretty clearly the whole raya that you don't need dasacheres makna only comes from matana. Right? But if it's hefker, it's a metziah. The metziah we said. Metziah, there's no raya from our Gemara. Our raya brought the raya from the matana. Here, see the Rashi. It's Divrei Maskil al Zarek Anarchy. It's like the first Divrei Maskil in the short lines. So what's going on here? So the Tosos asks, right? If we're talking about that the Arnak was hefker, so how does the Gemara want to answer the question from the din of the Tzvi who's rots in the Sadeyu, and if you gave the matana Yezakabo, since there's dasa cheres machne? If it's hefker, there's no dasa cheres machne. So the Rashba answers Rashi, it's a big chiddush, I'm not sure I totally understand it. I'm sure you're gonna have a question on it. But the Rashba says that since he claims that hefker is only done midas bailam, someone has to do midas bailam, the hefker itself is considered the das acheres machne. In other words, I guess if you hold by putting the item into hefker, that's the das acheres. Because it can't become hefker unless someone places it into hefker, right? So when the guy, the owner of the arnaki puts it into hefker, that's the thrust. That's the das acheres makna. That's what the Rashba says. So they say the Ksos explains that there's a machlokas how hefker works. So he says, we'll say this just aside. The Ksos says that based on this, you see that Rashi is holding that hefker, when it comes to hefker, it doesn't leave the owner's rishus until someone else picks it up. All hefker does is it means that the owner can't take it and it's allowing somebody else to take it up. When another person picks it up, that's when it leaves the owner's rishus. Because if hefker means the second I make my mafkir, it leaves my rishus, there's no das acheres anymore. Like so, just saying the only way it can be das acheres is that hefker, I still own it, is someone else now has the ability to take it from me. Like that's I think it's a crucial machlok because Rashi Tosfos had actually and how to read this Gemara. Okay. Fine. So we said over here, so going back to the Gemara, at this point in time, just remember where we're holding, we proved that if the Arnaki is flying through the air, it's according to Tosos, the Arnaki is flying through the air, it's just like a Matana, just like by the Matana, if I can't catch up to it, I'm still Zochit, if it's my Chatzer. So to the Arnaki, even though it's going to fly through, I'm still Kona it. It depends what the case is. If we're talking about a hefker case.
If we're talking about a hefker case, okay. If an animal goes and damages someone, So if it was your animal,
maybe.
Then
you could still be.
If it's not your animal anymore, then you're not.
Could be a lot of nafkos meaning about how that. I just like saying that. It's a lot of the distinctions that come out from that. That could be an answer because if you say that it's still yours until somebody else grabs it, then you may have. You may be liable for it. Well, you have to look at that. So we try to just prove it. So Amalei, Rava says back to this guy, trying to bring a raya from Rav Abba, that's not a raya for our case. Because Misgagal Karmarta, Shani Misgagal Gemurach Tami. At least with the Tzvi, it's on the ground. It's Misgagal. It's like it's rolling on the ground. But I guess it physically, it's been touching the ground, so the Chatzir is koning it. By the Arik, it's flying through. You can't compare Misgagal to flying through. So I don't think the Gemara doesn't answer the question. What's the story with the Arnaki flying through? I don't know. Don't we have a concept in Shabbos of a klut or kamunach nami or something like that? So what's just answered from there, right? If it's in the air, it's as if it's on the ground. Maybe it's only regarding chutzav and it's only not regarding difference. You can't learn mechachomemka from Shabbos. Yeah, maybe. Okay. So if I had more time, I would just probably somewhere in the back. They asked that question. It's too partial a question not to be asked. Okay. Next Mishnah. The Mishnah's going to talk about cases of where your children or your wife or your Eved find items. In what circumstances does the find belong to the father, husband, or master of the Eved? So Metzias Bino Ubito Ketanim. The findings of your daughter or your son or your young. Your katan, machlokes with katanim is. We'll just go now with the first way the Gemara answers of your young children before bar bat mitzvah, and as well mitzias avdo b'shifchaso akananim, and the mitzias of your eved kananim or yeshivah kananis, mitzias ishto or the mitzia of your wife, hare eu shalo. Those belong to the father, husband / bala eved. But mitzias v'no ubito hagedolim, the fines of your older children, mitzias avdo b'shifchaso ivriim, or the fines of your eved ivri, and or mitzias ishto shegersha. Apal pishalo nasan ksuba. We'll figure out what that is, but as just teaching the words, it says the fines of your wife that you already gave her a gerushin, but you didn't give her the ksuba. Hare elu shalahen. Those belong to those who find it. They don't belong to the father. Okay. So now, Gemara says, Amar Shmuel says, Mipnei ma amru metzias katan la'aviv. Why is the din that the metzia of the katan belongs to the father? Because at the time that the katan picks up or finds the mitzia, meritza etzel aviv, the katan runs to give it to the father, the eno me'acher b'yado, and he doesn't delay, he doesn't keep it in his own hands. So it says if he picked it up for his father, and therefore the mitzia belongs to his father. So Rashi says the Gemara only asks about the katan. The Mishnah had mentioned about the bito and the eved also. So Rashi says when they amar mitzias katan la'aviv. You have answers over there in Ksuvos, but Ela Beno Time Amai, and we said Meritza Etzel Aviv Hilchach Gishamia Magbia Litzorich Aviv Higbia. When the Katan picked it up, since he always runs to his father and says, "Daddy, look what I found," so it's as if he picked it up on behalf of the father. So the Gemara says, "Lameimra the Sover Shmuel Katan Less Leizchila Nashi Midoraisa." From what Shmuel says, can we infer that Shmuel holds that a Katan is not Zocher b'Mitzia? Midaraisa. He's not Zochet Midaraisa, but only Midarabanan. Therefore, Shmuel says the Chachamim are misakin that the Katan can be Zochet to Mitzia and the Zechir can be for the father. Meaning, if the Katan would be Zochet Midaraisa, it would be his. The only way you can say it belongs to the father because the Katan is only Zochet Midarabanan, and then the Chachamim and the Takana that his Zechir goes to the father. So the question is, so doesn't the father only Kone it Midarabanan, or once it gets to the father's hands, now he's Kone it Midaraisa? But so we see from here, are we going to say that Shmuel holds that a katan does not have zechiyah and limnafshi doraisa? That can't be, because we have a din, we have a following braisa. Asanya, we learn a braisa. Okay, has socher, has a poel, right? A balabais is socher, a poel, to reap the harvest, to reap the wheat, right? And he pays him as a poel, he pays him a daily wage. Yilakit bino acharov. The younger child of the poel can pick up the leket after the father, right? And then bring to the father, you know, the leket. But, lemechza, if the balabayis hired a balasada, lemechza, meaning he made him a sharecropper, lemechza, lishlish, vilarevi, meaning he now owns a part of the field, right? He's an owner of the field. Lo yilaket b'no acharav. Then the son cannot collect a leket after the father, because since the poel accepted the work sort of this aris relationship, then he's considered an usher. What does he mean an usher? It doesn't mean that he's wealthy. It means he owns the field. And if you own the field, you can't take leket from the field. So if he's an owner from the field, he can't take leket, and therefore the son can't pick it up for the father, because the father can't get leket from this field. Rabbi Yossi says, Ben kach, whether it's a poel as a sachir, whether he's obed as a kablonus, whether he accepted in this both ways, ilaket beno v'ishto acharav. The son and the wife can follow their father who's picking it up and take the leket and then give it to him. Amar Shmuel, and Shmuel says, Halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. Shmuel said, Halacha like Rabbi Yossi. Then in both cases, the son can follow the father. So that was, we still haven't got to the question yet. So, Iyamart Bishlam HaKatan Islay Zechila Navshe. If you say that Katan has Zechila Navshe, meaning really Katan is Kone for himself, and then he's giving it to the father. So, Ki Kamalakate, in the second case where Rabbi Yossi says, and where Shmuel agrees, where the Katan's allowed to pick it up, in the second case, Ki Kamalakate, Lenavshe Kamalakate. He's Kone at Midoraisa himself. And then he gives it as a matana to his father. But ella iamart katan lesle zechia l'nafshe. If you say the katan doesn't have zechia by itself, the katan can't be called a midoraisa by itself. Ki kamalaki la'aviv kamalaket avua ashirhu amai ishto benomalaki nacharav. If we're saying that the son does not have a kinyan by himself, doesn't have a kinyan midoraisa, so when the son picks it up, he's not doing anything. It's not coming from him to the father. It's going directly to the father. How can the father get it directly? He's a quote usher. He owns the field. So you prove from here that Shmuel holds, because he holds like Rabbi Yossi, Shmuel holds that the katan does have a zechiyah midoraisa. Otherwise, there's no way for the katan in the second case to be following the father to pick up the leket. So the Gemara says, so it's a question on Shmuel. So Gemara says, Shmuel taima the son of the don kamar. Shmuel says, listen, the way you have me in the Braisa is correct. I hold that the Katan does have a kinyan, a zechiyah midoraisa. I'm just saying, I'm being mefarish the Mishnah according to the other Tana, right? According to that Tana, what's the reason why? But I don't hold like this. I hold that a Katan does have a, let's see, can be Zohar by himself. I'm just explaining, the Mishnah's not like me, the Mishnah's like the other Tana. The other Tana says the Katan doesn't have a Zechiyah Midoraisa, and I'm explaining the Mishnah according to his, on his terms. But I would disagree. So Shmuel does hold that the Katan has a Zechiyah Midoraisa. So now, the Savar Rav Yosei, question goes on Rav Yosei. We just proved from this Mishnah, from this Braisa, that Rav Yosei, who Shmuel holds like, Rav Yossi allows the katan to follow the father. And we proved that the only way you can follow the father is if the katan has a zechiyah midoraisa. Because then it goes from the katan and then to the father. The katan's an usher, the father's an usher, he can't get it directly. So the Gemara asks, so Rav Yossi, katan isle zechiyah midoraisa? Does Rav Yossi really hold that a katan has a zechus in a mitziyah midoraisa? But tonight we have a Mishnah in Gittin, on daf nun tes amud beis, mitziyah scheirish shot to the katan, yesh behem mishum gezo, mishum darke isholam. Tanakama holds that if focus on the katan, if a katan finds a mitziah, no one else is allowed to take it away from the katan. What's darkei shalom? Really, the katan doesn't have any zechus according to Tanakama. The katan has no zechuyos, but mitnei darkei shalom, we say you can't take it away. You can't take it away from the katan. But al pidin, it doesn't belong to the katan. And then Rav Yossi Omer, Gezel Gomer. Rav Yossi says, no, you can't take it away because it's Gezel Gomer. And we explain what Gezel Gomer, the Amr of Chizel, Gezel Gomer, me divrehen. It's only a Dirabana Gezel Gomer. And Napkamina, Lotzia Bidayonim. And the Napkamina, Rav Yossi, both hold it's only the Khatan only acquires it midirabanan. One says it's midei darkei shalom, one says it's because of Gezel. The Napkamina is Lotzia Bidayonim. Let's say someone goes ahead and does take it. So if you say it's only between darkei shalom, so someone took it, that was it. He violated darkei shalom, but it belongs to him. But if you say it's gezel gomer midivrayan, then you can sue the guy who took it, the katan can sue him in court, and you can take it away. There's a kinyan derabanan. But you see from here, Rabbi Yossi says it's gezel gomer midivrayan. The katan only has a kinyan midirabanan, not a kinyan midiraisa by a mitzia. We just proved by the case of Lakiyah he has a kinyan midiraisa, and in the case of the gezel, you say it's only a kinyan midirabanan. So what's the reason why Rabbi Yossi says, and we're going to assume that the Mishnah and Gittin is what Rabbi Yossi holds. So Rabbi Yossi holds that a katan only has a kinyan derabanan in the mitzia. If that's the case, why in the leket case does Rabbi Yossi allow the katan to follow the father when the father is a quote usher? So Abaye is going to give a different answer. Ella Amar Abaye asahu kemisha hachu ban nemushos. He made it like the nemushos case. What's the nemushos case? That is nemushos. I think are the old people. Is that how it translates? What? Rummagers. Okay. So rummagers is good too. Mishnah, it's a Mishnah in Parakhes Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah says, Me'emasai, it's not in the Gemara, I was reading it, Me'emasai kol odam mutarin beleket. when are you? When is everybody else allowed to get the leket? Meaning, once the leket's got there, the Baal HaBayis can't get it. Then it belongs to the aniyim. At what point in time is it now hefker for everybody, who's not an ani, to grab it? He says, "Misha yelchu ba namushos." When the namushos pass by, who are the namushos? The namushos are the old kanim that they come later. When they finish, when the rummagers are gone, whatever's left, it belongs to anybody. You can pick it up. So our case is also like the namushos. Rashi says, "The anoyim gufayu maski daitu." When it comes to the namushos, that's the point in time where the aniyim are stopping, are no longer going to collect. So in our case also, it's like a namushos case, because when the aniyim see a poel with his son behind him, the aniyim view it, oh, you know what, I give up, I'm not going to take anything from the leket anymore, because the son is mistama going to pick it up. The son is going to pick it up. Well, anyway, how do you do that? What?
It's false reason.
Because?
Because it's the aniyim. Not the rummagers, because they didn't have to go through again. The only reason they think that.
Okay, so they say here.
Because it's not false thought. I mean,
it is, because
it's not reality.
So read the next line of the Gemara.
It's making up reality.
Right, it's making up the reality. You're saying, oh, since I see him here, I give up. You only give up when...
Because you see him there.
Right. So the Gemara says, You got to put a line in the field, so the night, I think it's your question, he put a line in the field so that the Aniyim will give off. I'm going to walk into the field, I don't want the Aniyim to give up, I'm going to have a wild dog follow me, so no one will pick it up. Oh, it's like the Namushos. That's what you're saying. It's circular logic. How does it work? You can't do that. You can't purposely make the situation that the aniyim will turn it into namushos. Namushos happens. That's the end. Doesn't mean you turn it into a namushos situation. So what's the din? So Ella Amar Rava. Rava says, Asu she'enu zocha kizocha. Even in the case where the katan cannot be zocha for the mitzvah by himself, in this case the chachamim may allowed him to be zocha. In other words, he's only zocher midor. He doesn't have a zechiyah in it. But in this situation, they were asu she'en a zocher kezocher. My timer. Why they make the katan into a zocher? Aniyim gufayu nichlehu. The aniyim themselves want this situation. Why? Ki hechi tichi agulidhu nukol benayu basrayu. They say, you know what? I want, if my son follows me, I want to get the leket too. So I'll say in this case, when your son's following you, it's sort of like a social contract type thing. They're looking out for themselves later. In a different situation, when I'm working and my son's following me, I want that leket to belong to me. So I'll be mocha in this situation.
One second, but can't the only son actually pick up the leket for himself?
No, he doesn't have. He can't be zochah midoraisa. He's giving it to his father. His father's an usher.
Wouldn't it be easier to change the status of a sharecropper to a person who just gets part of the yield of the field as opposed to an actual karka?
I don't know.
It would be easier for Rabbanan to just cut off his connection to the karka.
Yeah, but they have no right to decide what the contract is between the parties.
Sure, Rabbanan can.
Why?
They're going to make things hefker. Hefker bez and hefker.
Right, but this is perfect. The Rabbanan and the government are not supposed to be in the business of violating freely drawn up contracts.
Wait a second. You got it in.
Okay. Anyway, there's a contract clause. There's a contract clause. You're not allowed to be breaking up contracts. If there's a bonus, there's a bonus. That's what it is. You signed the contract. Okay, you like that. Okay, fine. So, I couldn't find it, but there's a Ramah that taught. And the way they used to do Kaddish when there was a bunch of Yisroel, the way they used to do Kaddish was that only one person would say Kaddish, right? Some shuls, they still have it now.
The real Ashkenazi.
Only one person. Now you have, you see more often, all the people saying Kaddish gather together in one spot. You see that a lot. But it used to be only one person saying Kaddish, and there was a Din Kedima. There was a Din Kedima, which one went first. Usually a person on Yortzeit was the one who had said Kaddish. So I got to find it. Someone said it's a Ramad that says that what happens if you're in a shul and a non-member, a non-paying member of the shul walks in and he has Yortzeit. He has Yortzeit. So you say he still gets Kedima. Why does he get Kedima? He has nothing to do with the place. He shouldn't get to Dima. He's not a member. How can he make it? He's not a member. How can he do it? So they say that it's the same logic that we have here. Because all the Yisomim, all the people who say Kaddish, they say they want to say, had it been them in a different shul, they also would want to say Kaddish. So the same theory that we apply here with the Aniyim, they apply to the Avelim when it comes to saying Kaddish.
Hmm?
I'm not going to say that because I couldn't find it inside. I didn't find it inside. I'll look for it and then I'll IM you and see where I find it. Okay, so now, the Gemara before brought the parish of Shmuel, who said that our Mishnah was talking about a real katan. It's talking about a katan and an age, right? So it had to deal with a katan and age in one of this whole Shaka Vitaya. But Shmuel is cholik, right, on Rabbi Yochanan. Upliga Rabchia bar Abba, the Amr Rabchia bar Abba, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, lo gadol mamish, velo katan mamish. It's not really talking about an age gadol or an age katan. Ela gadol v'samoch al shulchan aviv zeu katan. If you're being supported by your father, you're considered a katan. Right? Anybody who's supported by the father, the mitzios belong to the father. And the katan, even if you're a katan, and you're on your own, right? Zeu gadol. That's considered a gadol. I mean, a katan does have a right to collect everything by himself. It just depends whether you're somech al shulchan aviv or not somech al shulchan aviv. So that's the difference in our case. If you're being somech al shulchan aviv, then the mitzios go to your father, even if you're a gadol. If you're not somech al shulchan aviv, then the mitzios belong to you. This comes off. This has a major ramification. Loch lemaisa. Okay, what about if a guy lives by his parents, and he's making money? You have single guys sometime, or even married guys that they don't have an apartment. They don't have an apartment. So the single guy, I'm not getting to call. A guy's working and he makes money, but he's living by his parents. Does that belong to the parents? But he's so much al shulchan aviv. We just said so much al shulchan aviv. The mitzias go to the father. So it's I think it's a machlokas between in Rabbeinu Tam and all of the Rishonim. Because Rabbeinu Tam, in this long Tosos, brings down the issue of Erev. Because the top, Rabbeinu Tam says, Mefarsh Rabbeinu Tam, ki hechi de pligi hacha, pligi nami gabi Erev. The Tanah Perek alone, mezakeh meidei beno binto. You want to make an Erev, but in order to make an Erev, you have to have everybody involved in it. So you want to be mezakeh them, mezakeh all the other people. Let's say an Erev chatzeros, or an Erev hashilin. You want to be mezakeh everybody else in your Erev. So what do? You have to give it to somebody else, mezokeh on their behalf. Rabbeinu Tam says, don't give it to, you can give it to your, you can be mezakeh through your children, so long as your children are somech on shulchan aviv. But if they're somech on your shulchan aviv, then it's as if you're being mezakeh through yourself. Because everything that they get goes to you. And therefore, you didn't make an eder for anybody else. Because you weren't mezakeh to anybody else. Most Rishonim argue and say there's a big chilik between metzia and a matana. Because the whole reason that they say the metzia belongs to the father is mishum eva. Because there's going to be hatred involved here. What's going to happen? The father's going to be supporting the son all the time. The son finds something and it belongs to him. The father's like, give you everything and this is yours. Miss Mishum Eva. But the father himself was giving it to him. Where's the Eva? So that should work. So I heard that there's this, the thing that Rabbi Rabbah belongs to, the disc that he gave us, the Kol Eiyun, the Mishpat, whatever it is. So there's Rabbi Grossman, who's the base Vada Mishpat. Very excellent. He says, what about a bar mitzvah gift? He said, my story came down. Kid got a bar mitzvah gift. He got a shas. Kid did not want a shas. He wanted an MP3 player. He didn't want the shas. So he gets the shas. He doesn't want it. He goes to his friend and he sells it to his friend. He sells it to his friend, takes the money, and buys himself the MP3 player. But he sold the shas apparently at a discount. The parents went nuts. How can you sell the shas? They want to invalidate the sale. They claim that shas really belongs to them because the kid is so mechal shulchan aviv. So maybe it's toloi. Maybe it's toloi in this money. It also applies to the gifts. Let's say that sometimes you say that the parents, but they can't afford the bar mitzvah. They say, okay, you keep all the gifts, but any checks that you get will come to us, and we're going to pay for the bar mitzvah with that. Can they do that? Do they have a right to the money? So I think that's the machlokas of Rabbeinu Tam and everybody else here. According to Rabbeinu Tam, if you're somach al shulchan aviv, everything belongs to the parents. According to everybody else, maybe it's only the chilik between a mitzia and a matana. Matana doesn't have eva. So again, so the matana doesn't have eva. What's Rabbeinu Tam's svara? I think you have to say, Rabbeinu Tam Svara, when doesn't have Eva, is that, not that each situation has Eva. The concept of Eva means that now the Kotan has no Yad to be Mekona anything. And it all goes to the father. That's from this Tosos here. That's,
Eva's always from the parent down?
Yeah.
The way around?
Yeah. Because the parent's going to say, why are you taking everything? I'm supporting, I'm giving you everything. You have a 40-year-old single guy living in his parents' house. He's making $250,000 a year. He's making $250,000. He's a single guy, so $250 is enough. He's making $250,000 a year, and the parents are giving him food and everything, and he picks up a mitzvah in the street, and you're gonna keep it? I give you everything. All right. Not the best example, but okay. Also, comes up. What about you have these situations where the son marries somebody, the son gets married, and the in-laws say, part of the deal is, we support you for the next 2 years in kolel. So do you have to give the mitzias now, according to everybody, it'd be mitzias, according to every time, it's even the money, you have to give it to the in-laws. They're supporting you. You saw Michal Shulchan Aviv over there. So I think the answer over here, I'm not sure if it's apologetics or real, but the answer is, no, that's a contract, that's a deal. I'm going to learn and you're going to support me. So it's sort of, it's almost like your salary, so to speak. So it's not like you're supporting me, you're paying me to do the deal that we brokered. Okay. Weiter. Metzias Abdo v'shivchasov had Ivrim harehun shel atzmo. The Metzias of your Eved and Shivcha Ivrim, that belongs to them. Amai. Why does it belong to them? Amai. Lo yeah el kapoel. Let the Eved Ivri be like a poel. Visani, we learned in a brisa. Metzias poel atzmo. We say the Metzias of a poel belongs to the poel himself. But medvar memorian, that's only b'smacha amar lo nachashimi hayom adorimi hayom, when he gives him a specific task. About amar lo. If he says, you work for me completely, it belongs to the Baal HaBayis. So when Eved belongs is mine, everything, he should be anything less than a poel. It should belong to the, why does the Metziah belong to the Eved? It should belong to the Baal HaBayis. So Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hacha be'Eved Nokiv Margolios Haskinon. I think it means somebody who digs into the pearls. Right? Is that what the article translates?
Yeah, drills pearls.
She'ein Rabba Rotsa L'shanosa L'malacha Acheres. He drills pearls, and the master doesn't want him to look for Metzias on his behalf. The master has this expertise. He's a diamond cutter, I guess, similar thing. The master wants him to only do this. The master doesn't have the kavana that he should be being kone fines on fines with a D on behalf of the master. And since the master doesn't want him to pick up the Metzias on his behalf, then when the Eved does pick up the Metzias, he's picking it up for himself. Rabba Amar, we're talking about the Magbia Metzia Imalachto Askinan. We're talking about a case where, in that situation, of course, if he does do the fine, he has to pay back he has to pay back his master the time value of picking up the object. Also, not the means it comes to work. If you have people who work for you and they do their own things on your time, maybe they have to pay you. Maybe they have to pay you back. Whatever.
As an employer, that's
why I'm looking at you. But Rabba Amar, the Magbia Metzia Imalachto Askinan. We're talking about a case where there's no bit to Malacha. We're talking about a case where the guy is picking up the Metzias via his Malacha. In other words, he was hired to do A, and while doing A, he picks it up. So he's doing his Malacha, he's not wasting any time. That would belong to him, because there was no bit to Malacha here at all. Rav Papa says, no, a different situation. He goes to Schara Lilakit Metzios. You hired him to find Metzios, the Hechi Dami. Right, the akpe agma bichavre. Some case where the fish come up on the tide comes in, and the fish come up after the tide, and then you pick up the guy sort of like a scavenger. When the river goes back, the fish stay on the karka, and the Baal HaBayis hired the eved to gather those fish. So if he finds dogim or something else, he can't say that it belongs to. He can't say that it belongs to me. Because that's where he was found. So our Mishnah is talking, but our Mishnah is talking about a case where it's a Stam Eved or Stam Shechav that weren't hired to do fines. So Rav Papa is reinterpreting the Brisa that we've encountered before, that the only time the Metzios belong to the Baal HaBayis is only if the Baal HaBayis hired the Poel in order to find things. But any other situation, any other scenario, then it would belong to the Eved. Poel, or and in our situation it would be the Poel. Yeah, he's reinterpreting. Right, he's reinterpreting. Well, the Gemara tried to link them together. He's reinterpreting the Poel Brisa. He's reinterpreting the Poel Brisa. You're right. He's reinterpreting the Poel Brisa. Okay. Okay. Now the next case. You said that Shifcha. So Hai Shifcha Hechidami. What's the case of the Shifcha? We say that the Shifcha Ivriya, the Metzias belong to herself. What's the case here? Hai Shifcha Hechidami. Right. If she's brought Shnei Sha'aros, meaning she's a gadol already, what's she doing by the owner? She's supposed to go free. The Idolo Ate, if she hasn't brought Shnei Sha'aros, if her father's alive, then the Metzias belong to the father. The Imlesa Da'av, and if the father's not alive, she's supposed to go free. Right? The Amar Reish Lakish said, Amar Yivriya Kones Atzim, Mises Av, Mises Adam, Kavachomer. She's Kona herself to go free with the death of her father, Midin Kavachomer. What's the Kavachomer? Just like Simone Godless, let her go free. If Simone Godless, which don't have the power to take her out from the Rishus of her father, meaning if she brought simonim that she's a gedola, she still belongs in the rishus of her father. It's only when she becomes a bogeris that she becomes free. Nevertheless, the simonim are enough to take her out from the rishus of her adon, because even if she brought the simonim before she's a bogeris, she goes free. Then the misa of her father, which is takes her out of the rishus of her father, so koshkin is take her out of the rishus of the adon. So what's the situation that's going on here? So the la'i tosev rish lakish. So you see from Reish Lakish, so according to Reish Lakish, that's the din. The Gemara says, what are we talking about Reish Lakish? We already messed up Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish, we already gave an answer to Reish Lakish. So why are you trying to disprove Reish Lakish from here? Why are you trying to disprove, right? The lie toast of Reish Lakish, name him mehain avi tivi tiyufta. We say, no, maybe she here should also be a tiyufta. In other words, we're saying that Reish Lakish's din is not right. So the case here is that, so therefore the Gemara says, lo, lo olam de isi la'av. We're talking about a case where she has her, so wait, let's say again. So we could say that Reish Lakish is wrong, and therefore, according to that, if we say that we already messed up that this is a tiyufta on Reish Lakish, then we would say that the Amma of Riyah is not calling herself with the Misa Sa'av. So we're dealing with a case with Amma of Riyah who doesn't have her father, and therefore the Matzias belong to her, they don't belong to the owner. So the Mishnah, the Gemara says, no, we don't have to be Docha Reish Lakish. We can explain the Mishnah even according to Reish Lakish. Lo, lo, olam de Isi La'av. Really, she does have a father. If she does have a father, don't the Matzias belong to the father? She says, yeah, Enos Nami, my Haresha Lehen. What does it mean Haresha Lehen? It means Lafuki de Rabba. It belongs to the father, Lafuki the din of Rabba. Rabba said it belongs. Rabba says that it doesn't belong. It doesn't belong to the Adon. Just say that it doesn't belong to the Adon. Yeah, but why do they say Shalat? Did you say? Okay, that's what you're saying. Fine. Metzias Ishto. What's Metzias Ishto? Right. It says a Gersha Pishlos Laksuva. What's the case? Gersha Pshita. If it's divorced, it's Pasha that it belongs to her. She has no connection to the husband anymore. Hakumai Skin, and we're talking about the Megureshes and Megureshes. It's a Suffolk Megureshes over here. The Amr of Zera, Amr of Shmuel, Kol Makom Shomer Chama Megureshes and Megureshes. If she's a Suffolk Megureshes, Baile Chayev Bimizinoseha. The husband is Chayev to still feed her, right? At time of my Amr Abana Matias Ishla Baileki Hekul Havil Eva. So once he's feeding her, the Matias belong to the husband, so there won't be Eva. But here, he's feeding her only because of a Suffolk. And we say that the whole reason why he's supposed to keep it is because we don't want it to be Eva. But Hakla Isla Eva the Eva. There already is Eva. They're in the midst of getting divorced. It's a suffix whether she's divorced or not. So the whole takana of
contract.
What?
But it's still a contract. Until he pays her off, the ksuba,
right.
He still has to support her.
No, but they're saying that that's not the case. They're saying the only reason, I hear what you're saying. They're saying the reason why her Matias go to her is since he's feeding her, if he didn't get the Matias, there would be Eva.
I understand.
Once there's already Eva, that side falls off. It's built into the contract. It's built in. It's built in. I hear you. I hear you. What?
In the other way, it's better.
What do you mean?
The contract. You haven't fulfilled the contract, and you still have to pay back.
Right, but you say that the contract only part of the clause in the contract is Ava. Without that coming away, you know, we're Dorish the timer of the contract.
Got it.
Next mission. This mission is massive. This is about to talk about here. Matzah Starichov. Guy finds a star hove on the street, right? In Yesh Benachrayas Nechasim, if there's Nechayas Nechasim, so we don't know what it fell. We don't know whether it fell from the Malva, and therefore the Lova still owes him money. We don't know where the Lova paid him back, and it fell from the Lova, and therefore he doesn't owe him any money. So we don't know what to do. Matzah Shtari Chov, Im Yesh Benachrayas Nechasim Lo Yachzir. You don't return the star to the Malva, because your Beis Din Nifroi Mehen. Beis Din is going to be Golid from the Karkos, if you give it back to him. Right, but if in the star it doesn't say that he's meshubad, there's a shibud karkos, then yachsir, then you can turn the star to the malva because she ain't based in the front of hand. We're going to say normally if the lova pays it back, he rips up the star. If he didn't rip up the star, and there's no achrayus written in here, then you can give it back to the malva. That's divrei Rav Meir. V'chamer omrim benkach ubenkach lo yachsir mipnei she based in the front of hand. He holds that achrayus is not written in the star, that's a tallest sofer. Every star is automatically, you can go over from the lekukos. So therefore, benkachu benkach lo yachzir, because Beis Din is going to be nifra, is going to collect from the lekukos. So the Gemara asks, okay, so the big major machlokos, we'll touch on a few machlokos here. Here we said that somebody else found it, right? The star was lost, somebody else found it. What would be the story if the case was that if the star, we know the star was lost, and the Malva all of a sudden comes up and he says that he has it. I got the star back. Can the Malva now collect with it? Or with the fact that it fell down, is there such a reyusa that the Malva can't collect it and can't use it anymore? We just said if a star falls, we don't know where who it fell from. Somehow it fell, and it was given back to the Malva. Can the Malva now use it to collect? Machlokas. Just everything here is a machlokas, right? Tosos, the Rambam says that as long as it goes back as long as the Malva somehow gets a hold of it, he could now use it to collect it. Tosos says it depends on different situations. Fine. Okay, so B'mayaskina, what's the case that we're dealing with? What case are we dealing with over here? According to Rabbi Meir, who says you cannot return it. If the star has nechassim in it, you can't return it. B'mayaskina, Elaim is Kishachayev Mode, if we're dealing with a situation where the lender, the borrower, agrees, is Mode, that he didn't pay back the loan, right? Kiyesh ben achrayis nechassim, amay lo yasir. Why can't he just give it back to the Malveh? He admits that he owes it. Major question over here also. So what he admits? You can have a chdos baldin kameya edim damim, but if you admit to a star that has nechassim mishubadim, you're now being chav l'achirim. By me saying that I still owe you the money from back then, that means all the people who bought karka from me afterwards, the karka they bought is subject to the lien. So it's chdos baldin kameya edim damim, but now being chav l'achirim. So how does that work? You can always say, I can say I owe you the money, but now I'm affecting other people by me admitting that this contract still exists. The liens and all the stuff I sold afterwards are now subject to the lien, so I'm being chav other people. Had I not admitted to it, the other people would be free. They wouldn't have to worry about the. They wouldn't have been. All right. So this is where First Title of America. They all came coming here. Right. From you is coming to the title. So, okay. So we have to figure that. That's another discussion amongst the Rishonim. So the Ma'askin Ilim Mikshaya Moda Ki Yesh Ben Achrayis Nechassim Ayla Yachzer Ha Moda the E Kishin Chayav Moda. If he's not going to be Moda to it. So just because there's no achrayis, why do you have to give it back? Why give it back? Okay, so he's not going to collect from the nechassim mishubadim. He's not going to collect from his cash. His liquid assets are still subject to the document. So what's the difference? He says la'olam kishchayev mode. We're dealing with a case where the lova is mode that he never paid back. What's the reason over here? The chayshinon shema kasav lilvos benisan. Maybe the star was dated in Nisan, and below lova atishrei, and he didn't make the loan until Tishrei. V'asi lemitrov lakuchos kishlokadin. And then what's going to happen is he's going to be able to be going to lakuchos that were sold from Nisan through Tishrei through that window. So the Gemara says, ihachi. If that's the case, co-star to us l'kaman neichus l'hachi. That's not just a chshash for this star that was lost. That's a chshash for all staros. Why is that a difference? Co-star to us l'kaman neichus l'hachi. So he says no, because co-stari lo rei honey rei. Every other star doesn't have a rei sign. It doesn't have a blemish. Here there's a blemish. It was dropped. It was missing. Now it's picked up. So we have once we have the blemish, we can be choshesh. But in all other staros, you don't have this blemish. Because it's regular. So if we don't have the blemish, then we're not going to be chosesh. So now, just quick thing. There's a Gemara in Bava Basra that says that if a guy makes a loan, and so it's, and he claims, chazaka is that a person does not pay back his loan before the due date. People don't make their mortgage payments on the 15th when they're due on the 30th. That's the chazaka. They don't do, unless they set it up for a matter. That's the chazaka. People don't do that. So what happens in our case if you found the star toch zmano? You pick up the star. The star says it's due on May 15th. And we find the star today. And today's what? May 7th, right? So now do we say in this situation that it doesn't matter if the star was lost. The guy never would have paid it back. It's clear. The whole suffix we have is whether we paid it back. But here there's no suffix whether we paid it back because we have a chazaka. The chazaka is that you don't pay back before this man. So, it's machlokas Rambam Ravid. The Rambam says that kosher ain't a star beyond a malva, ain't sham chazaka, v'alom enemam b'tan also. The lova is neman. Doesn't matter. Once you have the reisah is enough to get rid of the chazaka. And the Ravid uses lashon. What's the lashon Ravid uses here? Lo behir, lo nehir, v'lo tzahir. Doesn't make any sense. That's basically what he says. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good day.